At least, that was her thought, until he retrieved a knife from the back of one of the demons. He made a ball of fire in his right hand to heat the blade. Then, once it was hot, he placed the blade over the bite wound on his hand. She cringed in sympathetic pain, even though he didn't so much as whimper. He merely stood there, with his teeth clenched, while the stench of burning flesh made her queasy. But he wasn't through. Once his wound was cauterized, he went back to the human woman, and then mercilessly cut her head from her body. Kat cringed in horror. He's insane. There was no other explanation. Why would he do something like that to their poor victim? It didn't make sense. And still, he wasn't through. He repeated the decapitation on the two male demons before he piled all the bodies together and burned them. His face completely stoic, he watched them burn. The flames illuminated his cold, emotionless features. The shadows darkened his eyes, making him look even more like a demon than the ones he'd killed. He didn't speak a single word the entire time, or show even a drop of compassion. Once they were completely burned, Sin spread the ashes with the toe of his boot until there was no trace left of any of them. No one would ever know what had befallen the one poor woman. Kat felt sick. How was it this man had been allowed to live, given this kind of savagery? Did Akron not know what Sin did at night? That he desecrated human remains? She couldn't imagine Akron forgiving something so horrendous. It wasn't in his nature, any more than it was in hers. Maybe, for once, Artemis was right. A man like Sin didn't need to be let loose on the world. He was too dangerous. But before Kat went in there blazing to attack him, she needed to know what his powers were. From what she'd just seen, he could control fire, and he was well-versed with weapons and hand-to-hand tactics. Taking him out would be tricky. Perhaps stasis would be a wiser choice. She could put him to sleep where he couldn't hurt anyone. It would be like death, only he'd still be alive. Yeah, that might be her best bet, instead of just outright killing him. And while she contemplated his death, Sin headed for his coat. He put it on with a flourish, and then vanished into a shimmery mist. Damn it! Kat closed her eyes, trying to locate him again so that she could finish her mission. But she felt nothing. No trace of him anywhere. She frowned. How could that be? He had to have an essence, and that essence always left a calling card. She tried to locate him again, and again there was nothing. It was as if he were no longer part of the earth. She had no idea where he'd gone. That had never happened to her before. Where are you, Sin? But the real question wasn't where he was. It was what he was doing.